Hello and welcome to Hoopla Kids Lab, making science super fun and super simple. Today we've got some amazing experiments where you can eat what you create. But first, I'd just like to say a quick thank you to Cavs, who says I'm the coolest science teacher on the planet, which is a really lovely thing to say. Thank you, Cavs. And now, on with the experiments. I'm going to show you how you can make your own Play-Doh. You're going to need some jelly, some plain white flour, a glass of water, some cream of tartar, table salt, a saucepan, a spoon, and some sunflower oil. Open up your jelly and pour the powder into the saucepan. Then we're going to add 2 tablespoons of salt and 2 tablespoons of cream of tartar. Followed up with 1 tablespoon of the vegetable oil and 1 cup of water. Once you've emptied your cup, measure out an equal amount of flour and add that. Now we just need to get mixing. This might take you a little while, but be patient. Once you've mixed it together enough, place it onto the hob and turn on the heat. This will help you to mix the solution together and to reduce it down into a much thicker, gooey substance. In the middle of the process, it should look like very thick, pinkish-red porridge. By the end, it's much thicker, like this. You can see the steam coming off it. Let it sit and cool down for a while, then place it onto the tabletop. Dust some flour onto your hands and onto the countertop to stop it sticking. It's just like playing with a piece of dough. You can see that it stretches out, and you can make all sorts of strange shapes with it. What's more, this mixture is totally edible. Play around with it on the tabletop and see what shapes you can make. Now I'm going to show you how you can make some really cool edible slime. You'll need a few packets of Starburst, some icing sugar, and a large mixing bowl. Take your Starburst and open up the packet. You'll need to remove the paper from all of your sweets. Once you've done that, gather them together and put them into your mixing bowl. Place a saucepan with some water onto some heat, then place your bowl inside. Let this sit for a little while and the sweets should start to melt. Keep an eye on it and start to mix them together when they do. Remove it from the heat and take it over to a kitchen counter. Using a spoon, carefully remove the mixture from the bowl. Then take some of your icing sugar and add it to the mixture. You'll notice that the mixture is extremely sticky. Adding the icing sugar should make it slightly less sticky. Push the mixture together for a while until all of the sugar disappears. Sooner or later, you should be left with this super cool edible slime. Why don't you try this experiment with different flavors to see what different colors you can make, and try and make all sorts of weird shapes. Now I'll show you how to make some glow-in-the-dark jelly. Awesome! You're going to need a spoon, a jug of hot water, a bottle of tonic water, and of course, some jelly. Take your hot water and add the pieces of jelly. They should start to dissolve quite quickly in your hot water. Then take your tonic water and add a small amount. A couple of 100 milliliters should do it. Gently stir the mixture together. Not too hard, or you'll make the tonic water start to bubble over. Place your jug in the fridge and let the jelly set overnight. Hold the jelly under a black light and you'll see it glows in the dark. How cool is that? Best thing of all, it's totally edible. Amazing! Who would have thought you could make jello that glows in the dark? Well, that's all we've got time for today. I hope you enjoyed our video. Don't forget you can subscribe to our channel to keep up to date with our experiments, and you can leave us any comments about things you might like to see. Bye for now!